Last night, at the daily White House briefing from the Coronavirus Task Force, President Donald Trump took aim at Harvard. The president
I think $40 billion endowment or some incredible amount of money that Harvard gets this money. Harvard should pay that money back. I want Harvard to pay the money back, okay? And if they won't do that, then we won't do something else. They have to pay it back. I don't like it. I don't like it. This is meant for workers. This isn't meant for one of the richest institutions, not only far beyond schools, in the world. They got to pay it back. I want them to pay it back.
So that's the president last night expressing concern that Harvard received federal money from a fund meant to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic. The richest university in the country did accept some $8.6 million from the rescue stimulus package, but it was from a fund earmarked for colleges and universities. Joining us now to talk about this story is WBUR's Fred Tice. Hey there, Fred.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Fred, let's just start by clarifying, where did this money come from? Because it wasn't from the now depleted fund for small business loans, right?
No, it came from another fund that's meant exclusively for colleges and universities. The $2 trillion stimulus does include $14 billion for colleges.
Okay, and so this pot of money in the $2 trillion rescue package, which President Trump signed, is set aside for colleges and universities. What is it for, and why did Harvard get $8.6 million from it?
So colleges are supposed to spend half the money they get to help students, and they can use the other half to make up for losses they've suffered as a result of the coronavirus. And the money is allocated to according to how many Pell Grant students a college has. So those are students getting direct federal grants, the lowest income students, and also by how many students a college has in total. And colleges don't have to apply for these funds, but they're available. And if colleges want the money, they must apply for it. Thousands of colleges are available.
So what is Harvard saying about the administration wanting it to give the money back?
Well, first of all, it's important to point out that Harvard has not received a penny, nor has it applied for any of this money yet. And this has just become clear, just some reporting going back and forth.
So they don't have the $8.6 million?
Correct. They do not have the $8.6 billion, and they're still thinking about whether they want to apply for it. They're entitled to it. Now, Harvard says Trump is right that it should not get funds that are meant for small businesses. But of course, it didn't get any of those funds. And it's committing to spending all the money it's been allocated to helping students face urgent financial needs because of COVID-19. And that is on top of the assistance Harvard has already provided, paying for some students' plane tickets home, providing direct aid for living expenses, supporting students' transition to online education, among other things.
So, Fred, we're a higher ed-rich region. Harvard can't be the only local institution to pursue or receive money from the fund. Can you tell us about other schools?
Yeah, sure. So Boston University has been allocated nearly $15 million. And it says student need will determine how it distributes those funds. MIT has been allocated $5 million, but says it has not yet applied for the money. It says it's still considering the range of needs its students face. And the other schools are pretty much mum on this, but by the numbers, Boston College would get nearly $6.5 million, Northeastern more than $11.6 million, and UMass Amherst more than $18 million. And then for the purposes of comparison around the country, other elite schools are eligible for money. Princeton has been allocated more than $2.4 million, Dartmouth more than $3.4 million, Brown more than $4.8 million. And Yale, nearly $6.9 million, and Stanford, nearly $7.4 million.
So, Fred, now, just to be really clear, those institutions do have the money, but Harvard does not yet, has not actually applied for and received its money. Is that right?
So all these institutions have been allocated money according to a formula, right? And some universities are in the process of applying, for example, Boston University.
Who holds our license, others, I should note.
That's correct. And then others, such as Harvard, have not yet, or MIT, have not yet applied for that money.
Okay, so now I get you. So I just want to feed this back to you to make sure I understand. in the stimulus package, essentially, there was pre-allocation made for different universities, and then it is up to them as to whether or not to apply and pick up that money.
That's correct.
Okay. So just very briefly, Fred, we're just about out of time, but briefly, there's clearly an optics problem here with an organization that has had a $40 billion endowment. Can you talk about that?
So briefly, let me talk about one reason that Harvard seems to be doing things right here, and that is that the money would help the most disadvantaged students. Those students have to support their families because one or both parents have lost their jobs. Some of those students have taken jobs that put them in daily contact with people because they're working as Uber drivers or in deliveries or in retail. Some have even gotten sick.
All right. That's really helpful. WBUR's Fred Tice, I appreciate you joining us to clarify the story today. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Tishana.
And just as our segment was ending, a Harvard spokesperson announced to WBUR that the university will not accept, seek, or apply for the allocated $8.6 million in funding. They said the school is concerned that, quote, the intense focus by politicians and others on Harvard in connection with this program may undermine participation in a relief effort for the purpose of helping students and institutions whose financial challenges in the coming months may be most severe, end quote.